Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Tuloy po kayo sa 71st gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kumusta ka na? Sana ay napapakinggan mo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. This episode officially starts the year 4 of Philippine Campfire Stories. Maraming salamat sa lahat ng pumunta sa live podcast show last October 19 sa Silver City, Ortigas sa The Pod Network Studios. Kung di nyo pa napapakinggan ang live podcast recording natin, ay i-pause mo muna ang episode na ito at magpunta lang sa episode 172 at 173 or go to YouTube and find our channel, Philippine Campfire Stories. Sa live recording ay nabanggit ko na may isa pang kwento na hindi ko na nabasa dahil sa kukulangin tayo ng oras. Tonight, pakinggan natin ang kwento ni Mac tungkol sa isang kakatuwang pangyayari habang siya ay nasa isang ospital. Pakinggan natin ang kanyang kwento.
Hi Campmaster, I'm Mac, and this story is deeply embedded in my memory.
To start with, I'm not a great storyteller, so please bear with me. Since I was a child, I had this weird feeling that I'm able to see and hear entities. Hindi ko alam if paranormal siya or if my mind is playing tricks on me. Pero mostly, all of these experiences that I'll share here are yung mga pinaka-sure ako na this is not my imagination, but a sense of reality. My first story was a personal one. My father is a military man. Alpha male, kumbaga. Walang paglalagyan yung kalokohan mo sa kanya. Pero bilang bunso at pinaka-favorite niya, he is always a gentle figure in my eyes. He suffered multiple illnesses back in the 2000s. Diabetes, liver cirrhosis, and lung cancer. My childhood is pretty interesting in a way that most days of the year are spent in various hospitals. This is where my story starts. My first encounter with the paranormal happened in a private hospital in Pasig. It was late at night, and as a 7-year-old kid getting easily bored staying in our room, I started to wander around the hospital. It was a premium hospital back in the day. At night, it's a bit dark and dim in a way na you won't usually see someone in the halls because most of the rooms are private. I earned a lot of nurse friends na rin because we stayed in that hospital for almost half a year. One night, I started my evening routine of going down to the cafeteria to buy sweets. My family is not even scared of letting a 7-year-old kid go down on his own kasi may mga elevator personnels and kilala na nga kami doon sa tagal ng inilagi namin. When I entered the cafeteria, I had this sense of wonder. First time ko pumasok nang walang katao-tao. Even the cafeteria staff ay wala. I started to ring the bell for them to know na bibili ako. No response. Naisip ko na lang mag-vending machine doon sa sulok. Pagdating ko sa tapat ng machine, may kakaibang lamig akong naramdaman. Biglang nag-numb yung tenga ko. To give you an idea, it became a habit simula pagkabata ko na every time I see or hear unusual things, the first sign of danger is nagnanum yung mga tenga ko, and once it happens, alam ko na yun. So, back to the story. I felt a numb feeling sa tenga ko. Yung parang binabatak siya pa atras. Di ko na sana napapansinin, pero at that moment, I saw something on the reflection of the vending machine, almost as tall as me. a girl standing beside me. She's wearing a short dress na parang sinusuot ng mga elementary students. As my curiosity deepens, mas tiningnan ko siya ng maigi. Napagtanto ko na hindi siya nasa likod ko kundi nasa loob siya ng salamin. She was looking directly down to the floor na parang nahihiya. As a foolish kid, I tried to touch the mirror to check if my eyes was just deceiving me. But at that moment, I suddenly felt like I was about to throw up. Na parang may kung anong lalabas sa lalamunan ko any moment. And when I looked back, she was gone. I tried to step away and try to call someone pero yung feeling ng takot ang nangibabaw sa akin. I can't move. Then someone tapped me from behind and yun yung naging trigger ko para makagalaw. The weird part, it was the cafeteria lady looking flabbergasted while saying, "Makmak, anong ginagawa mo dyan?" I looked back and told her, "Ate, bibili sa vending, syempre." She looked at me na parang may halong takot at biglang nagsalita siyang, "Mac, padari ang nasa harapan mo. Anong vending?" "Nasa labas yung vending. Pumasok ka dito tapos bigla kang tawag ng tawag. Pinapatunog mo pa yung bell. Paglabas ko, nakatayo ko dyan sa tapat ng pader nang hindi gumagalaw." And at that very moment, it became clear. There's no machine sa cafeteria. Asa labas ito bago pumasok. I don't know what happened. The cafeteria lady even tried to hold my hand down kasi parang nakastare lang ako sa pader. Pero when she tried to touch me, my eyes went all white. She got scared and called the cook para galawin ako and yun yung moment na bigla akong natauhan. The two of them called Kuya Ernie, the elevator personnel. Medyo may edad na siya and he's a senior member ng staff sa hospital. When they called him at pinakwento niya sa akin ang mga nangyari, there's this one tiny detail na agad niyang tinanong once he heard about my story. "Yung batang sinasabi mo, anong suot niya?" Kuya Ernie said. "Parang uniform, pang school po." "Yung ulo niya, anong itsura?" And that question caught me off guard. Naalala ko, when I saw her, the only reason na alam kong babae siya is that yung dress niya yung nakakuha ng attention ko. And when I suddenly realized the reason why bigla akong nawala ng malay and parang masusuka ako is yung buhok niya. Wala siyang buhok. I saw burnt marks on her head na parang fresh na fresh pa. When I said those words, kitang-kita ko kung paano napa-sign of the cross yung dalawang staff ng cafeteria at napailing na lang si Kuya Ernie. They didn't mention anything. Sinamahan lang niya ako pabalik ng room at nakipag-usap sa parents ko about what happened. Hindi na ako nag-open up about this sa parents ko and maski sila, hindi na rin nila pinilit pang ipaliwanag sa akin. Pero ramdam ko yung takot sa mga mata ng mother ko. As a devout Catholic, I think at that time, pinipilit nilang ipaliwanag sa sarili nila yung mga sinasabi sa kanya. Never na ako nakapag-ikot mag-isa tuwing gabi sa hospital na yon after that. When my father got well and na-discharge na rin siya, biglang naalala ko tong nangyari. And on our way home, I directly asked my mom and dad kung anong sinabi ni Kuya Ernie. She was hesitant at first. Pero my father, being someone who acknowledges these supernatural things, decided to give my mom permission to tell what really happened and kung bakit ganun ang reaksyon ng mga tao. The hospital is a well-known cancer center. Being so, they have high specialization for cancer patients and mataas ang survival rate of getting cured. According to Kuya Ernie, one patient suffered from osteosarcoma, cancer of the bone. Ang kwento is sobrang baba ng chance of her survival because of advanced stage na daw ito. Pero due to the expertise siguro and the fate of her family, they were able to succeed in fighting it. And she was cured. But on that day, the hospital received a grave news. 2 days after being discharged, nagkaroon ng sunog sa lugar nila. And eventually, siya and her mom didn't make it out. That happened the exact day I had the encounter. According kay Kuya Ernie, isa siya sa pinakasuki ng vending machine. Dahil maraming bawal sa kanya, itatakas daw siya ng tatay niya to get sweets na kinikrave niya. They would often buy at night kasi dun lang sila nakakatakas and kakain sa loob ng cafeteria. Now, all of those things that happened made sense. Yung takot ng staff ng cafeteria, yung reaction ni Kuya Ernie, it dawned on me. She was trying to get that one thing she loved for the last time. Siguro ito yung way niya to tell me to cherish everything I had. 6 months after that incident, my father passed away. Didn't have any regrets. Because of her, that last months I had with my father were spent wonderfully. And I could say this was the beginning of my paranormal experience. I'll end my story here, Campmaster. I hope more people will share this kind of experience using this platform.
We'll share other experiences next time. More power, Mac.
Hey Mac, thank you so much for sharing that story. So gusto ko yung pagka-vivid ng memory ni Mac sa kwentong ito. Sabi nga nila, children are more open to paranormal experiences kasi mas inosente ang isip nila. May ilan namang nagsasabi na may ilang mga kwento naman ang maaaring getting tagged as paranormal when it could be interpreted as a child seeing an imaginary friend. It may not be the case with Mac dahil naniniwala akong hindi imaginary friend ang nakita niya as a kid. Gusto ko din yung takeaway niya sa kanyang kwento na ginawa niya ang mga gusto niyang gawin kasama ang tatay niya bago ito mawala sa kanila. Gaya ng pagpunta ng bata sa vending machine nung nabubuhay pa ito. And for me, my takeaway in this story is life is short. Go ahead and do what makes your heart happy. Maraming salamat kay Mac for that San Telmo Society story. Tigil muna tayo sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik ang Philippine Campfire Stories for your feedbacks and comments that you shared online. That and more coming up next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sa pagbabalik ng San Telmo Society Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Napakarami nating messages na nakuha from the listeners about the recent episodes of the podcast. And since matagal-tagal na din akong hindi nakapagbabasa ng mga messages ninyo, we will be doing a little bit of a segment that I like the most called The Camper Shoutouts. Sabi ni Eds Hernandez, grabe, it's my day off at maulan sa Pilipinas. Now, while nagkakape and listening, the best. Sarap mabuhay sa Earth, pero lang yung may katabi kang Chanak. This was episode 152 Monster Mondays featuring Chanak. Thank you, Eds. Sabi naman ni Fle. Ayan. Sabi niya sa episode 153, Patty's story about the grinning woman brought back a childhood encounter I had with almost the same thing. Nice episode. And on the same episode, sabi ni Jigs de la Peña, Patty's story is creepy for me because I live in the same province. Ayan, si Patty na, she gave us the story from Canada. Thank you, Flay and Jigs. Mula naman sa episode 154 for Miyerkules Muertes featuring Lagim podcast host Christine. Sabi ni Samara, I really like this episode and this gave me a very different POV in listening murder cases. We must indeed find justice from victims and critique the justice system. We'll definitely listen to Lagim. According naman kay Kathy Villanueva, whoa, ang ganda ng flow ng conversation sa episode na ito. We'll definitely add this to my list of favorite episodes. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Samara. Dagdag pa ni Maren Marcy, I love Miss Christine and her effort to spread awareness, especially on stories that sometimes ignored or forgotten. And sabi ni Janini, I love Miss Christine. I'm also an avid listener to her podcast, lalo na yung Asia and the Shadows. Done with all the episodes. Sarap niyo buong pakinggan, walang dead air, at I love it. More power. Thank you so much for listening to that episode, Maren, Marcy, and Janini. I really love making that episode with Christine. Mula naman sa episode 155, kay Maggie and Jess's story, sabi ni We Have Toot. Balay kalinungan ba to? I'm from Bacolod, by the way. Sorry, hindi ko po alam yung balay kalinungan. But if anybody from Bacolod could share that, baka pwede nyo kaming bigyan ng additional information. Yun. Sabi naman ni Royette Suarnaba from episode 156, Dark Tourism, Sikihor episode. Hirap makakatch up, Sir Earl. Dami na episode mo. More power po. Yan. Thank you so much, Royette. Sana nakakatch up ko na. Sinaida Baez, sabi niya, namatay na yung nagpapasayaw ng manikang papel. Pinalabas din ito ni Nolly De Castro. Sabi ulit ni Samara, everyday na ang uploads. I'm so happy. Happy anniversary, Sir Earl. Thank you for bringing these stories to us. More stories to come. Thank you, Samara. Thank you, Sinaida. And to you, Royette. Mula naman sa episode 158, kay episode ni Seth and ni Larson. Sabi ni Randy Clarenal, Bangungot Society. Ayan. Kay Roshkie Del Monte, Part 2. I really like Larson's story. At mula naman kay Tin Arsobal, one of the scariest, if not the scariest. Yan, nakakatakot talaga yung episode na yan ni Larson, lalo na yung may nakatingin sa kanya dun sa apartment nila, diba? Episode 159, Miyerkules Muertes featuring gay detective si Tin ng PH True Crime Stories. Sabi ni RD Bahamonde, ano po yung YouTube account niya and dito sa Spotify? RD, hanapin mo lang sa YouTube yung Martin Rules na page. Tsaka ganun din sa social media niya, Martin Rules. Makikita mo siya dun. Hi kay Teen, maraming salamat sa pag-guest mo ulit. Sabi naman sa episode 160, San Telmo Society 66, kasama si Jay and si Ian. Sabi ni Inang Reyna, RIP Manang Saling. Manay Saling pala, sorry. Sabi naman ni Wena, may kasama po ba si Ian during your call? Parang someone called him on 3541 mark. Wena, hindi ko alam kung may kasama siya noon eh. I think at that time wala. Pero tanungin ko pag nakausap ko ulit siya. Sabi naman ni Yana Denseco, is it me or is there a hum on the 3330 mark? Yana, I think the hum was coming from Ian's side at that time. Chinek ko. Baby Turtle says, relate ako sa first story ni Jay. Meron din dito sa amin na naka-bedridden na ang neighbor ng nanay ko. Relate ako sa first story ni Jay. Meron din dito sa amin na naka-bedridden na Neighbor ng nanay ko, namatay tapos nawala yung mga mata sa eye socket, yung tongue at yung ilong. Ayan. Naku, kwento mo na yan, baby turtle. Baka isa rin yung aswang story, no? Pero nakakaalungkot yung story ni Manay Saling talaga dun sa episode na yan. That's it for the camper shoutouts. Kung gusto nyo ding ma-shoutout, all you have to do is comment on our episodes via Spotify Q&A section or mag-comment ka lang sa post natin sa Facebook. Simple lang, diba? See you sa next shoutout! Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan by going to Spotify Q&A portion ng episode na ito. Doon, nagsashare kami ng mga kasama nating campers ng kani-kanilang mga thoughts about the episode. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo naman supportahan ang show by giving monetary tips, you can do that by joining our Patreon and Ko-fi. Yan yung mga sites kung saan naglalagay ako ng mga extra content for the podcast listeners when I can. Pumunta ka lang sa Spotify and click on the description of the episode at makikita mo lahat ng link na kailangan mo. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. At babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society Radio episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita na lang tayo sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.